How will you understand any parable? What is he saying? All right. What is he saying? Let me explain, he said. Verse 14. I'm still in the, I see my name up there, so they must not have it. Sorry about that. We're going to work on this, getting this one available. All right. He said, let me explain. The farmer sows the word as seed. Are you hearing what is being read? The farmer does what? Sows the word as seed. Verse 15. And what falls on the beaten path represent those who hear the word. So don't go to sleep now because you miss this. This is number one. He said what? And what falls on the beaten path represent those who hear the word. But immediately Satan appears and snatches it from their heart. Immediately Satan appears. So you can't sit in church, or you cannot, pick up your Bible and just say, I'm going to read my Bible just to say I read it. You got to understand, when you open up this book, this is God talking to you directly. If you were sitting at the throne looking him in the face, if you could, you got to take it just that way. That's how real that word is. But what happened? He set it up that you got a sower this morning standing before you. I'm sowing the word. I'm about to say something. I'm talking, and I'm about to say something by the Holy Ghost. Under his direction. Do you have ears to hear what's being said? He's identifying the problem why people fail and do not succeed. And one of the reasons they fail, because the word that's being sown, I'm not preaching to AJ the word, then preaching to Darren something else. I'm talking to all of you at one time. Amen. And all of you hearing at the same time what's coming out of my mouth. Anybody in the house? Amen. Now, what kind of heart do you have this morning? Are you a stony heart? Are you a beaten path heart? Let me read them. So Satan comes immediately and snatches it from the hearts. The seed sown on gravels, he called the King James says stony ground, and the Passion called it gravels. Represent the heart, represent those who hear the word and receive it with joy, or receive it joyful. Ooh, that's so good. Ooh. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But because their heart failed to sink a deep root into the word, because their heart failed to let a deep root from the heart go into the word. What are you talking about? That word I heard, I keep thinking about it. I keep meditating on it. I keep saying it. And my heart sends a deep root into that word. And that word become real to me. That word become life-giving substance to my spirit. Hallelujah. And I got, and that word is deep in me until Satan can't uproot anybody else. You know, I just cut down a big, huge tree right by my house. At least I had somebody cut it down. I didn't trust me because I didn't want it to fall in my house. You know, I didn't try to push it down with the tractor and none of that stuff. Because that thing got some deep roots. It would take some kind of doing to get it, push that tree down. I remember, I don't know if Brother Holmes remembers this or not, but I remember I got two trees on the east side of my driveway. And this is when he was cutting wood. And he had a skidder. And I said, you could push one of them down, leave the oven up, which, and he hit that thing with that skidder and it didn't do nothing. It's still standing up there. Because that thing had deep rooted. It would take some kind of doing. I thought maybe, you know, it wasn't nothing like as large as it is now, because we've been there since 90. And those things are, you know. But my whole point in talking about this, that word, when you let that word go deep in your heart, that word will talk to you. That word will be on your mind because it's deep rooted in your heart. More than anything else. And this is what he's talking about, deep rooted in your heart. He said, because they didn't let it go deep in their, sink deep in their heart. They don't endure for long. For when trouble or persecution comes on account of the word. Have you ever said, thank you, Lord. All my needs are met. God, you supply all my needs. And next thing you know, you got 15 bills sitting up there. And no money to pay for them. I thank you, Lord, that I'm walking in divine health. I thank you. I remember. Whew. When I first heard this word about you're not supposed to be sick. And I'm confessing this word. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed. I'm well. I'm strong. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. I believe it was everything I knew I had in me. I believe it. And you remember the time I told you about the time that I hurt my back. I pulled it out of, anyway, it was out of whack. I did everything I believed God. I said everything I heard everybody else say. I prayed every way I knew how to pray. I didn't know much about praying. You know, praying the prayer of faith and all. But I prayed what I knew. And I wasn't getting no better fast. Just tell you the real truth, it got worse. And I couldn't figure out why it was not working. And the devil telling me, see there, God don't love you. So I got real serious because I was hurting. And when you're hurting, you get serious or you go to the doctor, you do something. But I'm a man of faith now. I'm going to believe God. And I had never thought about going to the doctor to tell you the real truth. I didn't have the money to go to the doctor. I ain't believe God will hurt.